Matthew B. James, M-A-D-C-H, is the Vice President of American Pacific University and the Director of Research and Training Design of the Empowerment Partnership. And Dr. James, of course, is committed to the lifelong learning as reflected in his many degrees and certifications. Matt has an undergraduate degree in Criminal Justice Administration and Business Management, a master's degree in Organizational Management from the University of Phoenix, and a doctorate degree in Clinical Hypnotherapy from the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. He is also currently working on a PhD in Health Psychology. You know, every time I read that, I read that and I go, my God, this guy is just like probably one of the smartest men on this planet right now when it comes to metaphysics and personal growth. So very pleased to have him with us again. Of course, Matt, James, how are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing awesome. We're doing great. Just awesome. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And I love reading your bio. I just get a kick out of it every time I read it, you know?
Thank you. Every time you read it, I kind of sit there and go, that's a lot of,
that's a lot of stuff. Today is all about HUNA.
It's all about HUNA today.
It's all about HUNA. So, first of all, let's talk a little bit about what HUNA is.
Okay. That would be a great place. I'm over here in Hawaii looking out at the mountains right now.
Oh, you see, look at you. And what I'm looking at is from the fifth floor of this big copper-looking building in the Sandusky Studios in Bellevue. I'm looking at downtown Seattle, and it's misty, it's rainy, it's cloudy, and
yeah. But everyone that lives in Seattle always says that about Seattle. Every time I go there, it's beautiful, and Seattle looks like Hawaii to me. I think it's some sort of conspiracy.
Well, it must, because we've had, you know, I'll tell you what, we've had 27 days of straight rain.
Really?
Yesterday was our first break from rain, and we didn't have any rain yesterday. Well, it was pockets here and there, but 27 straight days of rain, Matt.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable. Yeah.
That's why it's so green and beautiful over there when I visit.
Well, it's green and beautiful because you're coming to visit.
No, yeah. Okay, thank you. It's green and beautiful because you guys are there.
Well, you see, we could go on like this for hours, couldn't we? So what about HUNA? What is it with HUNA that people are very interested in? Because HUNA is becoming very popular, and I'm actually finding more and more people actually coming to this area or coming to the mainland from Hawaii to do workshops in HUNA.
Well, the first thing that I wanted to tell you about is that what is HUNA and why HUNA?
Yeah.
HUNA, first of all, is basically, it's not a religion, first of all. It's not a religion. A lot of people think HUNA, okay, that's the religion of Hawaii. The religion of Hawaii was a lot different. It did incorporate some of the aspects of HUNA, and at one point the entire system here within the islands was very interlocked. In other words, the practices of HUNA, which back then were actually called on certain islands, Ho'omana, which means, ho'o means to make, and mana is life force energy, like prana, mm-hmm. or ki, or chi.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really called ho'omana, and it was to make energy. So if I was going to go build a boat, I would want to put energy into what I was doing.
Sure.
And so I would bring in aspects of that, because I would want to have the right energy, the positive energy, especially if the boat was going to take a long voyage. There were also times in ancient Hawaii when a person would want to have a physical healing. Now, if it was physical and it was medicinal, they would go see someone that was la'au lapa'au, which is a person who does herbal healing. And we've also seen a huge going back to herbs, vitamins,
mm-hmm.
taking supplements that are from nature that can assist with physical healing. Now, the HUNA that we focus on, and the reason why we call it HUNA, I'll talk about that in a second, but the HUNA that we focus on is that of the mind. So the energy work, what is the energy? How does a person bring in more energy into their life?
Mm-hmm.
And also, one of the most interesting things is that when the early Westerners came here to Hawaii, they found a place that was almost completely devoid of any mental or physical disease. It was literally a paradise on earth.
Hmm.
And when they arrived here, they were amazed to find that the people that were living here, the Hawaiians, they didn't have much mental disease going on. I mean, of course, there were the problems, but they knew
right.
how to deal with it. They knew how to deal with it. They knew who to come see. They knew exactly what needed to happen. And the interesting thing is that they were very spiritual and that they were able to do these things themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It was a part of the culture. Mm. The word Huna literally means secret. And the reason why it was called Huna is because of the same thing that happened in almost every place around the planet, which was an attempt to wipe out or to suppress the ancient teachings. Hmm. That happened over here as well. I don't tend to get into that about the missionaries came. Yes, there were injustices, and the people that I've worked with and studied with, you know, there are times that they would talk about that and how unfortunate that these things happened and that people lost sight of their true nature inside themselves.
Matt, since Huna is native to Hawaii, it's kind of equated to this. The American Native Indian shamanism is native to the Native American humans. Yet, you know, the Caucasians can come along and all of a sudden be shamans as well. I somehow feel like there's a missing link in there somewhere that, you know, and it's not something that I truly believe, but it's a thought that comes across my mind. You know, it's like Buddhism. You know, we take on Buddhism, yet we're not of Asian descent.
Right.
We take on Huna, but yet we're not of Hawaiian descent, and all these other modalities. So, you know, is it in our lineage that we could do Huna? I mean, you are Caucasian, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
And so, you know, you're a Huna. Are you a Huna master, or is there a Huna master? I mean, what levels are there?
We don't actually, in our training we have different levels, and that's mm-hmm. just from a Western thinking organizational standpoint. However,
right.
in ancient times there weren't levels. It wasn't levels as we would put on it from a Western perspective.
So can we learn Huna the same way as a native Hawaiian could?
In my opinion, yes. There's a couple things. I grew up here, so I've been here almost my entire life. I moved here to Hawaii when I was 2. So I grew up here experiencing the culture and understanding it. The people that I learned from are Hawaiian, or were, for those of them that have passed on.
Right.
It was of their opinion, and this has been something that I've learned across the board. There's two really important concepts. The first one is that no matter what system I've studied, no matter what system I've looked at, whether it was, and I've met people that are very into Druidic or Wiccan, and I've met people that are into Native American, and we've had mm-hmm. Native American chiefs come and take our training.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was a Native Canadian, but a Native Canadian chief came and took our training, and the comment is all the same. This is the exact same thing that I was taught back where I come from. This is the elements are the same, the talk mm-hmm. of the energy, the idea that you are at cause for creating what's in your life, that your energy comes from your center. If you've ever taken martial arts, and I took martial arts as a kid growing up, the sensei, the teacher, would always talk about martial arts, the ki being right below the navel or the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
In Egypt, they talk about the prana, the energy coming from that area right there.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about that being a source of the fire in the belly. Well, the Hawaiians talked about that too. So, first of all, there is an idea that at one point there was probably one teaching.
Mm-hmm.
At one point on the planet, there was probably one teaching and one body of knowledge. And as people migrated and moved, that knowledge was carried with them, and based on the culture and the region that they were in, it was modified or adapted.
Mm.
So I fully believe, in having studied everything, that there was pretty much one teaching at one point on the planet.
Right, right.
The other thing is, and I've been taught this all along, is that everyone, regardless of the color of their skin, regardless of what's inside them, has energy, has this mana, and has the ability to get in touch with one of the most fundamental and important aspects of Huna, which is the concept of aloha, or
right.
love. So if you're able to do that, I don't really think that it matters what color your skin is. I think lineage is important, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think lineage is very important, and there are a few lineages that we carry.
Mm-hmm.
that were given to my father, that were passed down to me, and that at some point will hopefully go to my son, who is part Hawaiian.
Right.
That his job will be to carry that on, because in the Hawaiian system, lineage was very important. Lineage. The people that I've learned from as I was growing up, they said, you know, your father's doing this.
Well, that's
it
why
it has now become your responsibility. Now that you've begun to study it, now that you've asked, it's your job to carry it on.
Well, I suppose, Matt, that's probably why I asked the question about the American Native Indian, about how, you know, the shamanism, I guess, originated with the American Native Indian, and then the Caucasians come along and we say, oh yeah, I'm going to be a shaman too. And then, you know, the same goes for Hawaii. If you're going to become a Huna person, you know, is it in our lineage? And obviously, you know, somewhere down the line it is in our lineage if we're drawn to something. I mean, you know, if we could take this to a whole metaphysical spiritual perspective here, you know, past life I was a Huna master, or I was a Hawaiian chief, you know, and so that's why I'm drawn to it. I mean, we could go down that road. We don't need to, but the whole thing is that if it's in our lineage, it's all we're always connected to it anyways, correct?
Yeah, that's true. And one of the people that comes to teach at our training, his name is Etuan. He's a hula master, and he does carry a title. This is a lot from Western thinking. He does carry the title of Master Kumuhula.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and he comes to our training to teach. And one of the things that he says to the group the very first day, he said, the fact that you're here, you all have old souls, and you must have done this before. And it's something that's very similar to that. I say it almost an identical thing in the trainings.
Yeah.
That for a person to be able to hear this and understand it, they have to have experienced this before at some level.
Right, right.
So I believe that right now, and you talked about a lot of people coming from Hawaii and bringing Huna to the mainland.
Yeah.
I believe that right now there is not just a going back to or getting in touch with these ancient teachings of empowerment in Huna. I believe it's happening around the world. And I think
right.
that the reason why, there's two reasons why I settled in on Huna. The first is because it is a part of my lineage now.
Right.
My family does carry a few lineages and teachings that, according to the people here that I've studied with, that's my family's responsibility to carry it on. Now, I got to tell you, every culture is different.
Sure.
Some cultures, it wasn't about your family. The kahuna, or the elder, or the person who's in charge of it, would go into the village and look at the children and pick the one that was next.
Right, right.
And that happened a lot on some islands in Hawaii. Hmm. It also, in some instances, especially in the Huna or the Ali'i, there was a strong need for the family. In other words, the person who's teaching it, their job is to carry on the lineage. Mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, even within that group, they would go into a group of children and they would see a child and they would see in that child the potential.
Right.
And they would do what is called hanai, or adopt, mm-hmm. and say, okay, this child is going to come live with me. And that's what happened to Etua for Hula. Uncle George, who's also one of our teachers, who very, very instrumental in carrying on the ancient ways and the ancient chant, he picked Etua out of a group of other children because he saw this person can become a master. So that also happened as well. So in some instances it was family, in some it was actually being picked because of something that you have probably done previously.
Interesting.
Talk past lives or higher self, and having an ancient higher self. It's the same concept either way, though.
Now, Matt, let me ask you, we're talking about Huna today for a specific reason, I assume, and, you know, because it's one of the things that you guys cover at the Empowerment Partnership. Is there a workshop coming up on this?
There is a workshop coming up. We do a workshop every March and September. We have since the late 80s.
Okay.
And it's a 9-day intensive. We do the Huna workshop every March and September, and we've been doing that every year. I think we're on our 30th or 34th, so we've been at this for a while. And the one coming up in March begins on March 11th, and it's March 11th through the 19th.
March 11th through the 19th, and this is happening in Hawaii?
Yeah, we do our longer Huna trainings in Kona, and the lineages that we carry come from the island of Kona, so there is a slight difference. I know some people are familiar with Serge King's work, or
right.
Max Freedom Long, very wonderful people that are carrying on the lineage of Kauai, and Kauai is a slightly different lineage than Hawaii.
So sure.
Even within an island, you would have different approaches to what is taught.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you'd like to attend, first of all, you can go to huna.com, and Huna is HUNA.com, www.huna.com. Huna.com. Now, you're doing something very special, and I can't believe that you're going to do this. This is just amazing. First of all, for every caller that calls in today, you're going to give a spiritual induction CD, correct?
Yes, and now just remember, today's a holiday. So
right.
If you call the office, please make sure that you leave a message. Leave a message and make sure that you leave at least your name and your phone number.
Yeah.
So when everyone comes in tomorrow, they'll be able to call you back. But we're going to give away the spiritual induction CD and then one seat to our upcoming weekend that we're doing in Seattle.
That's right. 1-800-800-6463. That's 800-800-6463 is the number to call if you'd like to get the spiritual induction CD. Again, that's 800-800-6463. And you're giving away one free seat to the weekend seminar that's coming to Seattle, the Hypnosis Weekend?
Yes, sir. And that's happening on January 27th to the 29th.
27th through the 29th. So if you would like to get a free seat to this hypnosis event happening 27th to the 29th, and you're available for it, then give a call right now. Matt James is giving away a free ticket for this event. Now, what's the value of that ticket, Matt?
I think if you paid at the door, it's about $450.
Wow. Okay, so there you go. Give a call right now, 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. If you'd like to go to the weekend of the 27th through the 29th of January, the Hypnosis Weekend, then give a call right now. We'll take your name and your phone number, and someone will call you from Matt's office.
Garrett.
That's right. That's right. We'll call you from Matt's office. We'll be right back after this message.
I'm Melody Beattie, author of Codependent No More. 7 times more Americans have hepatitis C than AIDS. I'm one of them. If you're one of the millions of Americans with hepatitis C and your doctors are treating you with interferon, then you're clearly aware of how your life has been turned horribly upside down. Backed by huge pharmaceutical monies, the medical community swears there's only one dangerous, disabling way to battle this silent killer. It's not true. There are alternatives, and they work. Triumph Over Hepatitis C is a book written by best-selling author Lloyd Wright, who fully recovered from this frightening disease. Lloyd is helping others to take charge of their lives and fight for their body's freedom from this crippling illness. His program is working for me. Call the people at Hepatitis C Free now at 866-HEP-C-FREE. That's 866-HEP-C-FREE. Don't become another medical statistic. Find out the truth about hepatitis C and get your life back.
Get your copy of Triumph Over Hepatitis C at Barnes & Noble and at HepatitisCFree.com. Call 866-HEP-C-FREE.
The Healing Arts Wellness and Research Center in Renton is a hard place to describe. Yes, it's a clinic of alternative, holistic, independent practitioners, but just about everything else in this 63-room facility is an alternative, too. If alternative means having a choice, from the time you walk in the front entrance, past the apothecary, gift shop, juice and tea bar, all muraled in a Paris street scene into what seems like an incredible collection of art, and finally reach the reception area, your body and spirit are more ready to receive from the practitioners. The services offered range from traditional modalities, such as naturopathic and oriental medicine, colonics, massage therapy, acupuncture, psychological therapy, and nutritional counseling, to the more supportive, complementary modalities like iridology, biofeedback, sound and music therapy. For more information, contact the center at 425-255-2226 or online at healingwellness.org. That's healingwellness.org, where your healing begins when you open the door.
Does the world of metaphysics fascinate you? Do you have an interest in healing, astrology, or the world beyond ours? If you do, then visit our website, www.maitreya-edu.org. You'll not only find the wisdom for today, but the answers for tomorrow. www.maitreya-edu.org. That's Maitreya, M-A-I-T-R-E-Y-A-edu.org.
Would you like to have a conversation with your animal companion? Tracy Ann, Nature's Translator, offers animal communication consultations and workshops in animal communication. Let Nature's Translator help you start a new conversation today by offering a two-day animal communication workshop January 28 and 29. Call Tracy Ann at 360-895-8800 or visit naturestranslator.com for more information. Register early. Space is limited.
Do you believe that magic is real? Vianna's rainbow classes will help 7 to 22-year-olds get in touch with their power and special gifts while supporting their spiritual talents. To attend a free introduction or learn more, contact Cindy Rothwell at 206-686-3772 or visit her online at cindyrothwell.com. Learn how to experience magic in harmony with all that is.
This segment of Contact Talk Radio is sponsored by the Natural Choice Directory, your local healthy yellow pages in natural food, holistic health, and environmentally friendly resources. To learn more about the Natural Choice Directory, visit their website at www.naturalchoice.net.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
All right, welcome back to Contact Talk Radio, everybody. Our guest this morning, Matt James from the Empowerment. You know, it's funny, from the Matt, you know what? I just lost that email. I'm sorry.
There you go.
The Empowerment.
You just love technology.
Empowerment Partnership. Thank you. The Empowerment Partnership, new company for you. And I just wanted to, I'm not used to it. So we're talking about HUNA today. HUNA.com is the address, the website address. HUNA.com, H-U-N-A. Now, you know, we've been talking about what is HUNA, but, you know, some of the things that I came across your website, and this is something interesting. Because Reiki works with symbols as well. And,
yes, it does.
You know, and I kind of look at this and I go, okay, well, symbols, you know, they used to be so secretive about their symbols. First of all, Reiki.
Very secretive about their symbols.
You know,
even in ancient times, the kahuna would guard their symbols with a lot of attention to make sure that they are cared for and that they are, because they found themselves to be the caretaker of the symbol, not a person who used it or could own it,
right?
But a caretaker, and that there was a person that was in charge of carrying on that lineage and initiating other people into it and finding a person to carry that on as well.
So why are they so open now? I mean, you know, even Reiki now, symbols you can pretty much find anywhere.
Download them on the net. Thing.
You know, is that not dishonoring?
You know what? I'm a Reiki master. And I studied Reiki. I mean, Cameron, as you can tell, I love to learn things. And I want to say something before we continue, and it's something that I say at the beginning of our trainings, and it was above the door, above the right where we practiced hula when I went and stayed with Uncle George for a while, Uncle George Naopin. When I went in there, I asked him, what does this mean? And across the top of his wall, it said, Aohe pau ko ike ko halau.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is, think not that all wisdom is in your school.
Mm.
And I said, wow, why do you have that up there? And he said, it's very important to understand this. He said, this message is for two people. He said, it's for the student, and it's for the teacher. He said, the student has to remember that, yes, you've been taught something in your school. Be respectful that there are other schools out there. Then I draw on, he was basically saying what we've heard in ancient texts for years, thousands of years. I mean, Patanjali talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual teachers talked about this. All the paths lead to the light. All the paths lead to the same place. To sit around and say, my path is better than yours, that's counterproductive to finding what you really want to find.
Mm-hmm.
A person's path may be better for them. I like HUNA. Someone else may go, oh, I like Reiki better, and I respect that. That's the Aohe Pau Koike Ko Halau. That's also for the instructor, the teacher, because sometimes as teachers we get locked into this idea, what I'm teaching is the best. It may be the best for you as an individual, but each person needs to find their path. Each person needs to find, where's your heart? Because once your heart is in what you are doing, once you have that love for what you are doing, it's no longer work. It's life. It's just and you guys have always asked me, Matt, why do you do what you do? You've asked me those hard questions before, and it's because my heart's into it. It makes it so easy. It's listening to you guys on the radio. This must not be work for you. This must be just something you enjoy so much because it comes so easily. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to say that ahead of time. Now, with regard to the symbols, I've met some people and I've done the initiations and practiced Reiki, and we even teach it at some of our upper levels of Huna so that people can understand there are other systems out there that use symbols. Reiki, and I've only been initiated into two systems of Reiki, the Usui and the Seikim Seikem system of Reiki.
Right.
They use some symbols that are, in my opinion, very powerful and very abstract in nature. For example, Chokurei is a symbol in Reiki that is a generalized energy. That's a great symbol, and getting connected with that absolutely enhanced my ability to flow energy, and the concepts of Reiki are absolutely wonderful. The symbols in Huna that we were given, it's not as similar to Reiki as you would think. The basic idea of there's a symbol, the symbol symbolizes an energy. When you draw that symbol correctly and pronounce it correctly and put the correct energy into it, then it produces a specific result. The two major differences that I found with the Huna symbols is that they were in a manuscript that was given to my family, and they were a collection of symbols that were... We believe that this individual went around and interviewed Kahuna as the missionaries were arriving here to get into a manuscript as much information as he or she could in order to ensure that it is preserved and carried on. This manuscript was given to my family, and we were charged with the responsibility of carrying these symbols forward, in other words, teaching them to others.
Right.
The second thing that I've noticed that is different between the symbols is that the symbols that from Hawaii here seem to be a little bit more specific, whereas Chokurei is generalized energy. You'll find a symbol within the 36 that we have that's called Kahikili na ue ikohonua, which literally means Kahikili, which is Kane, the creator, sends thunder down to the ground, and it hits the ground and blows out the earthbound spirits. So it's a little bit more specific in nature. So some of the symbols do a little bit more energy from a specific aspect rather than a general aspect. And there's also symbols that are a little bit more generalized as well.
Well, I'm looking at a lot of the symbols on your site right now, huna.com, and if you download the HTML version, you'll get to see what the symbols all look like, and they're very interesting. Now, how do you apply the symbols when you're working with Huna? Because in Reiki, you move your fingers and you do a little twirl here and a little thing there, and it all works good, you know. But with these symbols, it's a little different. You've got one symbol that's got a circle with two. Looks like a little smiley face almost. Without the smile. You know, I don't know anything about this, so how would you make that symbol? How would you do that?
Well, like you were saying, you know, yes, it's possible to download a symbol off the internet, and we did put our symbols up so people could see them. They can use them to meditate on them just like you could a lot of other ancient symbols.
Sure.
Meditate on symbols and feel the energy. It's a whole different thing to learn how to draw it, and then it's an entirely different thing to learn how to bring in the energy and the energy that is associated with that symbol and flow it. In Reiki, they call it an attunement. In Hawaii, the rough English translation would be an initiation.
Right.
I've heard some people say uniki. Uniki is a graduation. It's less of a graduation and more of an initiation where you get connected with the lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle was really big on lineage when I was learning all this stuff. Uncle really said, you know, from a chanting perspective, I like his analogy. He said, when you respect your lineage, when you pay attention to what was given to you, when you chant, it is as if all the people that came before you in your lineage line up behind you and chant through you.
Mm-hmm.
And that really gave me chicken skin, you know, goosebumps when he said that, because when you respect where you have come from, when you respect the knowledge, when you respect the information and honor it, this came from this person and this came from this person, then what happens is you open yourself up to connect up with that energy, and that energy just flows through you. I don't know if it would be possible for me to do an initiation via videotape. I think that would go against what I've been taught. I wouldn't be respecting my lineage or what I have been, what I've been given. I think that you need to have the person there. They need to learn it. They need to be able to feel the energy. There are certain things that they need to experience.
Right.
We can westernize the workshop as much as we can. We can do a manual. I mean, we teach ancient Hawaiian Huna, but we teach it in a more modern way. We use PowerPoint slides. We are indoors for part of the time.
You can westernize it
to a certain extent, but there are some aspects you have to keep.
We are technically advanced. There's no doubt about it, and technology has made things easier. But I agree that in keeping with traditions, even workshops that I've done in my past, I feel like technology has gotten in the way on some level of really learning what we need to learn and the experience. A long time ago, I did what's called a vision quest and went out into the woods for 4 days and just lived off the land.
That's awesome.
All I had was a little knife with me and would close my back and maybe a small blanket. I think I took a small blanket with me, but everything else I just had to build. No technology other than a small knife. And in these workshops, I think that I like the fact that you're using the technology, but you're using it in a way that is needed to get the main stuff across, but then going back to the roots to do the real work of the Huna. So I really commend you on that. First of all, I want to give out your information again, www.huna.com. That's HUNA.com, huna.com. You're giving away a free CD. It's a spiritual induction CD. Now, the office is closed today, but you can call and leave your name and your phone number and if you've got a chance to leave your address. But if you do leave your address, make sure you leave your phone number just so they can call and verify the address. So then make sure you get your spiritual induction CD. 1-800-800-6463. That's 1-800-800-6463. And that is a number that you call if you want to get the CD or you would like to take the Huna course coming up in March. And also, there is a hypnosis training weekend happening with Matt James coming up in Seattle on January 27th through the 29th. We did give away the ticket for that. Congratulations
That's
right. to Valerie of Bellevue or East Side somewhere, who won that.
Valerie.
Yep, Valerie, yeah. You won that seat, so that's good for her.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, to find out more information about Matt James, go to his website, HUNAHUNA.com. That's HUNAHUNA.com. Call to get your free CD, 1-800-800-6463. That's 800-800-6463. And if you've got a question for Matt today regarding Huna or any kind of healing modality that's similar to Huna, this is a good time to call 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. Are we taking a break then?
Why don't we go ahead and take a quick commercial break right now? But when we come back, I'd like to talk about, because you were talking about Huna, and you're going to be doing your class on starting March 11th in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to talk about why you choose to have the energy of Hawaii as your base rather than like take it around and travel around with it like you do with your NLP and your hypnosis. Can we talk about that?
Okay, good question.
Okay, great.
Cool.
So when we come back, we're going to talk more with Matt James.
An astrological reading can really help you to find your true talents and life destiny. Tichelle Betterman, Astro Lady at the Seattle Institute of Metaphysics, can give you such a reading. Her BA degree in astrology, along with her intuitive insight, can help you with relationships, personal issues, with business readings and future insight. Why not call her today on 253-272-4363, 253-272-4363.
If you're interested in meditation, hypnosis, or deep relaxation as a means of stress reduction and self-improvement, you'll love the Mind Machine Experience. Experience in minutes what used to take years of practice. iProducts has a wide selection of light and sound machines, audio strobe CDs, turbosonic CDs, and biofeedback machines. All of these products reduce stress, energize your mind, enhance your creativity, promote deep sleep, and assist in achieving calm and meditative states. To learn more, visit iProducts.ws today. That's iProducts.ws or call iProducts directly at 877-832-5407. That's 877-832-5407.
Aloha from Hawaiian Health Ohana on the island of Kauai, where we produce 100% certified organic Noni products. Noni has been used for thousands of years for improved health and energy. You can try our Noni fruit leathers made of 100% pure dried Noni fruit and our soothing lavender Noni lotion for those aches and pains or any kind of skin condition. Come and visit our website at www.nonifruitleather.net. That's nonifruitleather.net. Or call us at 808-828-1123.
Hi, I'm Margaret McElroy. At the Seattle Institute of Metaphysics, we have many activities, from meditation classes to channeled evenings, astrology readings, massage, tarot readings, and healing. We stock Aurasoma products and crystals, along with books, music, and aromatherapy. Why not call in and see us in Tacoma? Our phone number is 253-272-4363. Give us a call and just come and have a visit. Or visit our website, seattleiom.org.
Mystic Pop didn't mean to burst your bubble, but the new age is over.
Come into the now age and find the latest and greatest in spirituality, mind, body, and soul with Mystic Pop magazine.
Every full-color issue is bursting with enlightened interviews, features, and current reviews of your favorite now age authors, musicians, artists, and more.
Step out of the old world new age and into the now with Mystic Pop magazine. Available at www.mysticpopmagazine.com or ask for it at your local bookstore.
That's mysticpopmagazine.com or ask for it at your local bookstore.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You make me happy with the things you do.
Welcome back to Contact Talk Radio, everybody. My name is Cameron.
And I'm Lucia.
And we're on, don't forget, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. There's a few things that are happening. You've got Live with Cameron and Lucia of Contact Talk Radio every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. for sure.
For sure. You
know. And then 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. spots are going to be taken up by other guest hosts. One of them is going to be coming up this week on Friday, Keith Thompson, Designing Your Mind with Keith Thompson. And, of course, Margaret and Ellen McElroy are hosting their own segment right here on Contact Talk Radio.
And the Candia Sander Hour on Monday nights.
That's right. Candia Sanders is tonight, actually, at 8 p.m. To 9 p.m. And then, of course, we're with Cameron and Lucia again at 9 p.m. So check our website out for all the scheduled programs and the upcoming programs that are you're going to be hearing on Contact Talk Radio with various hosts, guest hosts. And the website for us is www.contacttalkradio.com. That's contacttalkradio.com. And we moved our offices over to the Healing Arts Wellness and Research Center. We're going to be broadcasting from there as well very soon. And you can actually come down at any time and watch the show if you want.
I think that is going to be so much fun. So yep. So all the listeners are welcome to come down and visit and watch while we're doing a live program.
While we're doing a live show. And any guests that are in the studio, you'll be able to meet the guests. As a matter of fact, Vanda Mikulovsky is going to be on the show February 3rd, which is Friday. Friday, February 3rd. And she's going to do a live comedy show.
That's right. Yeah. So she's going to do some stand-up for us, and we are so excited. I was watching the CD, and I was just laughing my butt off.
She's
fantastic. She is just a riot.
She's a riot.
Yeah.
So you'll have to stay tuned for that. But visit our website, contacttalkradio.com. Sign up on our email list and keep informed as we send out as much as we can a weekly email, which will be going out more regularly. But with the move-in stuff, we've had, I just haven't had time to send one out. So, but we will be sending them out. And if you'd like to join and be a part of Contact Talk Radio, just go to our website, contacttalkradio.com. We do not sell, trade, or give away anybody's email address. It is strictly for use of Contact Talk Radio to keep you, as a listener, informed of what's of the upcoming events and what's going on in your town.
That's right. Now, when we left off, we're talking with Matt James today, and we're talking about HUNA. Actually, Matt's educating us on HUNA is what's happening here. But, you know, I had a question for you, Matt, before we left with regard to, you know, your HUNA class is happening March 11th, and it's going on for 9 days. And there are a lot of, you know, there's not a lot, but there are some people who are traveling around the states and so forth that are teaching HUNA. You know, why would somebody choose to go to Hawaii versus, you know, going to their backyard?
Now, this is, by the way, again, I respect anyone that's out there.
Absolutely.
Because I can't do it all, and one person alone can't do it all. I mean, we need to get as many people out there teaching what is the bigger concept, that you as an individual can be empowered, that you have energy inside you, that you have the ability to create change, and that you can get in touch with spirit and spirituality by yourself. It helps to be around a group. I mean, granted, I love being with a group of people, and I think that some paths, that's a part of that. But it's also important for people to know that that comes from within, though. That comes from within, and they have that ability inside themselves. The people that are traveling around, we also do intro events to HUNA all around the planet. So we do intro events outside of Hawaii, and the main training that we do with the initiations, we didn't feel that it was possible to do it somewhere else other than Hawaii. I mean, this is a teaching called HUNA. It comes mm-hmm. from Hawaii. There are aspects of it where we do literally take a journey. We don't do 4 days in the forest like Cameron did.
Right.
What can I tell you?
We're going to spend the first 4 days of the training in the woods.
No, it's like, yeah, okay.
We did it on the beach. I think people would go for it.
Well, there you go. No kidding. I'll be there.
Like, well, it was summertime, and it was in the mountains, and it was nice. So what can I tell you? It was a vision quest.
I know. And, you know, I've done that. I've gone out into nature and gotten in touch with that, and there's similarities between vision quest and some of the things that they do here in Hawaii. So I know, and that's a great... Logistically, though,
yeah,
with the group that we have, we do take field trips. However, they're a little bit more organized. For example, one of the field trips we do is we go to the volcano and we walk across the crater, not the active part of the volcano, but a part that is very nice and safe, yet it's an important thing. You know, you walk 3 miles across the volcano rather than just driving to the crater to make an offering like some people do. We actually walk across it, connect with the energy. You're walking across this huge lava, just there's lava rocks beneath your feet, and they're of crystalline substance, so you're connected directly to the Earth's energy. We get to the end of the walk, and we do a meditation, and we do an initiation, and then we go and give an offering, and this is very similar to what they would do in ancient times.
And I guess it's the students that's doing the worst, and that is who you would offer to the volcano, right?
Oh, jeez. That is so bad. Oh.
Well, when you say offering on a volcano, you're like, oh, what are you offering up there, buddy?
No, I think the joke that we tell at the training is, you know, we're still looking to do a virgin sacrifice. I said it once, and there was a 12-year-old kid in there, and it wasn't as funny as...
Oh, my goodness.
His mom looked at me
serious?
And just shook her head.
Yeah. Oops, sorry about that. My bad.
But
oh, we don't do any sacrifices.
Yeah, okay.
The lineage that I carry...
It's an offering.
Yeah. Okay. Were there sacrifices here? Yes. I mean, in ancient times, yes, there were. That was a part of the culture. However, it's not a part of the tradition that we teach. The lineages that we carry did not have built into it any type of animal or human sacrifice. The energy came from within as opposed to gathering it from external sources. Mm. Yet connecting with external gets you better at connecting with internal.
Mm-hmm.
So the other field trip that we do is we go to Honaunau. It's a city of refuge. It's a place where in ancient times one could go to get into touch with this ability to forgive yourself. So we do it as a forgiveness process, and we do a sunset ceremony there where we chant, and then there's a meditation. So These are things that are, I think, a very important part of the Huna workshop, and you got to be in Hawaii to do that. So that's why we do it in Hawaii, and the reason why we stick to and do it with Kona is because, having grown up here, there's a strong connection. Each island is so different, and we're right. teaching the lineage of Kona. We're teaching the lineage of the island of Hawaii, and so it seems fitting that we would do the trainings there.
You know, Matt, how effective is some of the trainings here? How effective are the trainings here? Because here, you know, again, we're looking at modern at a modernized society. Way back when, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the sacrifice, because back then the sacrifice, you know, at least I believe, and maybe that's just my perception, of course, but was more profound. And if we had to do a sacrifice today, the energy wouldn't nearly be the same. It would be like, okay, there's nothing for us there in that arena, so we don't have to go there. So again, you were bringing up the chants. What about the old chants? Why is this ancient stuff, how is it working in our modern society? Because chanting, of course, goes back, you know, I mean, I don't even know how far chanting goes back, but chanting is something that, you know, is so widely used and recognized. Can you talk to us about that?
Some of the languages from ancient times are root languages, and within the language itself, mm-hmm. there's energy that is carried in the very words. And if you've ever been... if you ever had a chance to listen to a Gregorian chant, Sanskrit, someone reading Sanskrit or chanting mm-hmm. in Sanskrit, if you've ever been to church and heard a Latin sermon rather than it being done in English, it's an entirely different experience. So Hawaiian is a root language, and when a person knows how to put the energy into it, you can feel the energy. And the chanting, I believe, is one of the means of bringing in, circulating, and flowing energy. It's one of the ways of moving energy within the body.
Mm.
Now, how can we do this in modern times? I think that there was a strong push to move away from ancient teachings, and now even science itself has brought us full circle. Quantum physics is one of my favorite topics, and we talk about this at the Huna training. We talk about it at the Huna training is because in Western society we've become so overly dependent on science.
Yeah.
That we want everything scientifically proven to us. Now, I don't remember which quantum physics person this was, but someone in one of their books wrote down that as they delved deeper and deeper into the quantum, at some point they got to the space between the space.
That was Fred Allen Wolf.
And Fred Allen Wolf, and I believe this was quoted in Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot.
Yeah.
And when they got that deep into it, that they realized that they had found what is talked about in ancient texts as the resting place of God. And science had at that point, in many people's opinions, come full circle, and that is moving away from spirituality and then in getting back to a point where it has proven that at the very deepest level of who we are, mm-hmm. there is energy, there is light, and there is a nothingness or a space between the space, which you can read about in Bhagavad Gita, you can read about it in the Kumulipo, you can read about it in Native American myth and stories. So this is across the board in every single teaching, that there is a space between the space, and in that space rests spirit.
Right.
And that's in every single individual. And so my question is, how can we not do this in modern times? We are doing it. Every act that we do, every time we think of something, every time we go to create something, we are doing a similar process to what they did in ancient times, and whether you call it magic, Huna, shamanism, we are already doing this, and Huna just teaches you how to do it in a way that then produces the best results and brings in the most positive energy.
Exactly. Matt, you know what? We're out of time today with you already. Can you believe that?
I can't believe the hour went by that fast.
I know.
It was a quick one.
So here's some information. Huna.com. That's www.huna.com. The phone number, because they're giving away a spiritual induction CD, 1-800-800-6463. Everybody that calls that number is going to get themselves a spiritual induction CD, 1-800-800-6463. And just leave your name and your phone number. If you get a machine, someone will call you back and get your pertinence and send you that CD. March 11th to the 19th is the beginning of the Huna Intensive Training. That's levels 1 and 2. Level 3 begins on the 10th.
And then January 27th through the 29th is the hypnosis seminar right
that's
here.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Matt, you're going to be back with us next week. And is that going to be the subject?
Yes, sir. The subject next week will be the hypnosis certification weekend.
Excellent. Great. All right, Matt. Thanks very much.
Take care. Have a good week.
You too. Bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Don't forget, folks, we got a show tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Have yourselves a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for
now. You've been listening to Contact Talk Radio. For a copy of today's show, visit ContactTalkRadio.com. That's ContactTalkRadio.com or call 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.